We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and a couple segments left here on the show. Wanted to highlight a couple of great events that have been happening and are coming up here in our community. The first one just happened this past weekend for the Flint Hills Bread Basket, and that was the Super Bowl food drive. And joining us here to talk about that is Mary Beth Kiefer, Executive Director at the Bread Basket. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. It's always a fun fundraiser that you do around the big football game each year. It's too bad the Chiefs didn't play better, but I imagine we did pretty well in restocking the shelves of the Bread Basket.
We did. You know, I always want to say, look on the positive side, and for what the weather was on Saturday morning, and for, you know, the being here for 2 hours and everybody down here helping, we had a fun time, and I agree, too bad the Chiefs didn't pull it off, but you know what? We still did a great duty for the city of Manhattan, for those of people that are in need of food, and I'm never disappointed because there's always another time. So,
yeah, and we've been highlighting, you know, just how important it is to restock the shelves. Hunger never goes away. It's here all year round, and that's what you guys are here for our community. How well did you guys do this past weekend?
Well, we took in almost $5,000. We were $5 away from $5,000. And that was up from $2,200 a year ago. So that really exceeded, you know, more than doubled in the cash. And then in food, we were down about 10,000 pounds. Last year, we took in around 15,000. And this year, we took in 4,000. But again, for what the weather was that day and how it was just so nasty, I am so thankful for this. And you know, there hasn't been a day that we haven't had food down here that we could help people. And so when it starts to get warmer again, and that was actually the first time we tried to drive through with really focusing on talking to you on the radio and social media. So I think it was an excellent start. And may I thank a few people, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to say is I'm always scared when I thank people because I may forget someone. So if I forget someone, I am very sorry. But, you know, the Knights of Columbus, St. Thomas More Knights of Columbus, have been doing this for several years. And Kevin Roberts and Dave Eckert and Bill Kennedy are instrumental in making all this happen. And then all the other Knights join in by volunteering on Saturdays. Some even brought their families. And so it was a fun day. So I want to thank the St. Thomas More Knights of Columbus, plus the Knights of Columbus from other churches. And then I just want to tell the ones that we know about that had collected from us. We have the Saturday collection, of course, here, but we also had Seven Dollars helping us. We had St. Thomas More. They all brought in food along with College Heights Baptist, New Hope Church. The police department had set up a drive. The Amanda Arnold School, Trinity Presbyterian Church, Advanced Properties, St. Paul Episcopal. And then we even got a group of neighbors together that they called themselves the Nelson Road Cul-de-Sac. And so it was, you know, it was a great group of people down here helping, I think it was fantastic for the weather. And I can't thank the donors enough. The donors make this all happen, not us. And they are resilient, even in weather like we had Saturday.
Yeah, and I was really worried with the weather, and it really hasn't gotten much warmer since Saturday. But you know, it's good to see that, you know, that many people still came out and helped you out. Will you continue to take donations even now, though, after this?
Absolutely, we take donations from 8 to 12 Monday through Friday. Just come to our west door, and you ring that doorbell, push it really hard, and it'll be almost no contact. We reach out and get it and bring it in, and of course count the pounds. If it's for Super Bowl, please tell us it's Super Bowl. If they want a receipt, we'll definitely give them a receipt too. So yes, we're always down here collecting donations for anyone that would like to donate, and we appreciate it.
Well, it's great to hear the monetary donations more than doubled since last year. That's a big deal, especially with numbers being down a little bit. You'll be able to go out and get some more food.
Absolutely. One of our big objectives here is never to not have food. And like I said, we've not had to close because of COVID. We've had one employee that was off a couple times because she needed to stay in isolation or whatever. And so we've never not been open a day that we're here for everyone, and we've never not had food to give to people. So I encourage everyone to get on our Facebook page, and you'll see pictures of the collection that day, and you'll see the small children helping and the boxes and the people that were braving the cold. Of course, I had hot chocolate and hot coffee and donuts in the kitchen for everybody. They could keep coming and going and warming up. So I don't think anyone got too cold, but yet it was a very chilly day.
You know, I talked to some folks from Shepherd's Crossing earlier this week, and they talked about, you know, they're kind of at an all-time high as far as clients are concerned. What about you guys over at the Breadbasket?
Yes and no. We are up, but I don't know that we're up. You know, there's not a lot of places in Manhattan that have, you know, on TV you see all these people in lines and lines and lines. Well, we have had some people cut back on hours, but we don't have like big production places like, you know, car companies that are making cars and places like that. So we didn't see the huge layoffs like some of the larger towns. But yet a lot of the people that were already working those minimum paying jobs, their hours were cut back, but then they were also using us ahead of time. So yes, we've seen more of a need, but not like what you see on TV.
Okay. If people do have a need and they're not aware of you, what's the process of getting help?
First of all, just give us a call. We'll tell you when to come. And we need something that says that they live in the Manhattan area. And we go over that. We don't like to answer it on an email because we don't know exactly what their family consists of. And so just give us a call. We'll be happy to answer those questions for them and get them food.
All right. We're talking with Mary Beth Kiefer here, Executive Director of the Flint Hills Bread Basket. Are there any items of particular need you have right now?
I always tell everybody that we can never have enough bottled juice, you know, just what you pick up off the shelf, bottled juice and peanut butter.
We're talking with Mary Beth Kiefer here, Executive Director of the Flint Hills Bread Basket. And obviously the Super Bowl fundraiser happened. Are there more fundraisers coming up here in the next month?
Yes, phone.
I just had a lady call. Next month, there'll be the Boy Scouts going around to the houses, and they've identified us as their place they're donating it to. So be watching for that. And again, follow our Facebook page, because if you have Facebook, because it shows what we're in need of every week. And it's just got a lot of pictures of what goes on around here. And a lot of people are unaware how big we are and how many people we help. So.
All right. And again, you're easy to find right there on 905 Yuma Street. Is there any congestion over there? I know Four Alley Boulevard has been under construction.
Well, you have to turn on 9th or 10th or Juliet to get to us. We don't have an exit off of Fort Riley Boulevard. We have a lot of construction because they're building that new Douglas Center to the west of our building, but there's not an issue. We have special places for donors to park and come to the door, or if they honk, we'll even come out to the car. So we'll do anything they would like us to, how they'd like us to pick it up when it comes to the donation.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Mary Beth, it's always a pleasure, and thank you for joining us here this morning.
Okay, and I just got to say thank you again to Kevin Roberts, Dave Eckert, and Bill Kennedy for making, they're the committee that makes it all happen. So thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely. Good men there. That's going to wrap up this segment. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, up next.